This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note for Pamela Destros, last name D-E-S-T-R-O-S-S, Pamela P-A-M-E-L-A. A place was Argentine Care Center. Date was February 9, 2022. New paragraph, Ms. Destros was seen regarding... Mind chronic systolic and diastolic heart failure, comma, COPD, hypothyroidism, diabetes mellitus type 2, and bipolar disorder. New paragraph history. This is Destros had COVID in January of 2021, period. She has had fatigue since then, and she has poverty of speech, period, and she sleeps a lot, period. She was recently treated for urinary tract infection, period. She's not eating and drinking, and the nurses have noted lethargy, disorientation, and poor compliance, period. She herself cannot admit to any symptoms. Review systems is negative for cough, wheezing, chest pain, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or other specific complaints, period. She does seem fatigued and weak, period. On examination, she was not acutely distressed. However, she is debilitated. Temperature 97.5, pulse 90, respirator rate 18, O2 saturation 92, high blood pressure 150 over 78, period. The last few are a bit up, but most of them have been normal here, period. Her blood sugars also have been acceptable. Most are in the low 100s, with a few being elevated, with the highest being 189, period. I could not elicit any polyuria or polydipsia, period. On examination, he was not acutely noted lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation with poor effort to breathe. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmurs. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. CNS cranium is grossly intact. Extremities, no significant edema. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, this is... Destros has significant dementia, period. She's not eating and she's declining physically. She has been made a hospice patient, period. Two, she has diabetes mellitus. With acceptable sugars, and type 2 diabetes mellitus, and it's diet control, period. Plus she's on morphine, metformin, 500 milligrams daily. Four, she has congestive heart failure. It is currently stable without any dyspnea. She remains on spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily. Plus lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 200 milligrams on today, period. The latter would also help her blood pressure, period. She's also on Lasix 20 milligrams daily, period. The heart failure is a chronic combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, period. Six, she has depression and I'll continue Lexapro 10 milligrams daily. Seven, she has hypothyroidism and I'll continue levothyroxine 175 micrograms daily, period. Overall, continue the current plan period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.